Hi, welcome to the Hagany Podcast, and I'm here with my dad, Colin Hagany, and why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Colin Hagany Sr., Colin Jr.'s dad, and I'm 58 years old.
Alright, I'm going to be asking you a couple of questions, since your life is very interesting. And so, what was St. Thomas like when you were a kid?
So, St. Thomas was very different than it is today. When I attended there, it was a lot more strict. There was a lot more priests on campus. There were, you couldn't have your hair below your ears or touching your shirt. A lot more rules. You get pops or paddles, you know, if you messed up or got out of line or failed a test. Different world.
All right. So when was the first time that you got drunk? Like what age?
So when I was, my parents were having a party at our house, and I was just a little guy. I was probably 7 or 8. And they were serving cocktails and things. And I was walking around just kind of sipping on people's drinks. And, you know, a little sip here and a little sip here. And it got a little crazy. And I don't know. My sibling said I tried to pick up a vase and throw it on the ground. And so, a little nutty. So I guess that was probably my first time.
All right. That sounds very interesting. At 7 or 8 years old, that's very young. So when did you have your first girlfriend? Like, not serious, just like any type of girlfriend.
My first girlfriend was actually when I was at St. Thomas, and it was the band director's daughter. So Mr. Fonce was the band director, and his daughter was Anne-Marie Fonce, and son was James Fonce, and he was my best friend, and I mean, saying she was a girlfriend was a stretch. I mean, I don't think I ever kissed her or anything, but, you know, she was it.
All right. So what age was that around?
Around your age.
Like 15, 16?
16-ish, yeah.
All right. So what's the most trouble you got into as a kid, like around my age or younger?
It was younger. So like one of the things that I got the most trouble in when I was a kid was we had was two of my friends, Ben Kearney and John Milton, and I went exploring, and we went into these woods that were near our house. They were called Myers Woods. This is in Meyerland back in the day when there were kind of like woods, and now there are apartments and a shopping center and so forth. But we went into these woods, and we got lost. I mean, we were like really lost. And so and it was getting darker, and we were getting hungrier, and didn't matter which way we turned, we weren't going the right direction. And I remember it being really dark, and this is before cell phones, this is before all of that. And you know, there was a helicopter with a light, and it was shining in the forest, and it was looking for us. So you knew we were in trouble, because I mean, they didn't have that many helicopters back then. And anyway, we made it to the side of the street, which I think was Belfort, and there were cop cars, and there was John Milton's dad, who I'd never met before. He like grabbed him and just started beating him, and wow. You know, just spanking the heck out of him. And it was, I got in trouble too, but it was probably one of the scariest times as a kid.
Yeah, that sounds very interesting. I don't think I've ever gotten stuck in the woods. So what is one thing that you would tell your 16-year-old self, like one piece of advice?
So I think the one thing I would tell my 16-year-old self is, and I'm not telling this to you because you're 16, but it's good advice, okay, is to pay attention to your studies. Pay attention to how you're spending your money. Pay attention to everything, because what you do in high school determines where you go to college, and how well you do in college determines how well you do, you know, what kind of job you get and what do you become. So it's all, they're all building blocks, and if you don't take them seriously, then you're going to not meet your goals or your expectations of what you want to do.
Okay. That's some good advice. I feel like that applied to me a little bit, I'm not going to lie.
It was kind of meant for it, I'm not going to lie either.
Is there something big that you regret from your childhood?
Yeah. So, my biggest regret is when my dad died when I was 10. And I'm the youngest of 7 kids. And my dad was dying for 3 years from lung cancer, and he was 46 years old. And he actually graduated from St. Thomas in 45. Wow. And, you know, I didn't know my dad was going to die until I was driving with my sisters and my brother to the hospital the night he died in June of 1975. You know, I know this is probably not the type of regret you were thinking of when you wrote the question, but, you know, I regret not growing up with a dad. I regret the experiences that I missed, and the things that I didn't learn from not having a dad, or even I regret preparing myself for him dying. You know, or I regret, you know, somebody saying, hey, we should tell Colin before, you know, we're driving to the hospital that, you know, dad is dying. And so I think if my dad were looking back when he was 16, he'd probably say, I'd tell my 16-year-old self not to smoke cigarettes. You know, and it's, you know, today it's like vaping, it's like drugs, it's all that kind of stuff, you know, it catches up with you. But I regret not having that, you know, male influence of a dad, and it changed my life, and it changed all my siblings' life, you know, in some ways, you know, things could have gone a lot better, and in some ways things went worse. So and I miss him, and, you know, friends of mine now, their dads are in their 80s or even close to 90, and they're dying now. And they've had their dad for 50 plus years longer than I did. It's just, you know, it just kind of breaks my heart.
Well, yeah, that's, yeah. I don't even know what to say about that, but it makes me appreciate having you as a dad.
No.
So my next question is, what's the dumbest thing you ever did that you got away with?
So, I mean, probably the dumbest thing I ever did was, I used to work at Astroworld, and a lot of us did when I was a kid, and I was in high school, and we would do kind of stupid stuff at the park, you know, after hours, or even sometimes during hours. And I get nervous telling you about dumb stuff I've done, because I don't want you to think you can do it and get away with it. But, you know, and God was looking out for me, because I probably should have died, you know. And there's probably several moments in my life that, you know, God looked after me. But there, Astroworld had a ride called Thunder River, which was a rapid ride. You know, it had these big boats that would, these circular boats that would go around. People would sit around the edge, and it would go through you know, artificial rapids. And the stupidest thing I ever did was, like, at night, you know, several of us went over to Thunder River and we swam it while it was on. And, you know, it was like swimming in extreme, you know, rapids. And I mean, we were, it's amazing that none of us really got hurt or injured. And I think actually, you know, some kid that did that actually broke an arm and a leg or something like that. So, you know, it wasn't a smart thing and it was stupid, but we got away with it. And, you know, that was that.
No. Yeah, I think you should have gotten in trouble for that, but
I would have gotten a lot of trouble. I probably would have gotten fired.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, it's a good thing you didn't. All right, so my next question and my final question for you.
Okay.
Is, so you're the owner and founder of Bullpen Marketing, right?
Yes.
And so how did you get into marketing and, like, how did that correlate with your life today?
So, I mean, when I graduated from college, right before I graduated from college, I went to a career fair, and I graduated at U of H in the hotel restaurant management career, which is called something else now. But standing in front of the career fair was one of my teachers, and I said, "Where can I go to work to make the most money?" And he said, "Go to Luby's." And those managers make the most money in our industry. So, you know, at that moment, I was money focused and, you know, not really thinking about all the opportunities. So I did it, and they said, basically, take a year, you know, you have a year, this offer is good for a year. And so, of course, I waited a year before I took the job. But, you know, I was really good at the stores I was at marketing the store. And I had taken marketing classes, and, you know, it was really hard being a manager. You had to work 60, 80-hour weeks and sometimes 100-hour weeks, which is,
oh, wow,
which is, you know, something that, you know, most people can't fathom, is working 100-hour week. But which is essentially from the morning when you wake up to the night. So, anyhow, when I left there, I was actually recruited by a software company that my sister and brother-in-law owned, and I was in Independence, Missouri. So, years later, I found out the family just kind of wanted me back in Houston, and, you know, I wanted to be back in Houston, and I learned how to be a technology marketer then, and I did that through the 90s. Then the tech boom bust happened, and I was at a great job, and Bullpen kind of started off as a hobby company, which is something I did on the side. And after I got laid off in, like, maybe 2000, I felt sorry for myself for a month, because I was president of the American Marketing Association and I was without a job. So I felt sorry for myself for a month, and then I said, "Hey, I've got this company that I can work for, and I can make it into something bigger." And I already had an employee. I had a salesperson that was selling on the side. So kind of one of my first clients was former principal/president of St. Thomas High School. I was there and I met him. I was talking to Alice Arbor, and she said, "You need to talk to Father Swinzer because he's looking at doing some marketing to change the school." And anyway, that was, ended up working on a contract basis for Father Swinzer. It was supposed to be for 60 days and it ended up being 4 years. So I like to think of myself as having graduated twice from St. Thomas. But it was fun. And I got to meet your teacher, Dan Green, back then. And I remember when he started. But, No, I learned a lot at St. Thomas, and I learned, made a lot of stupid mistakes, and Father Swimser would kind of forgive me, you know, for it when I would confess it to him. And, you know, it was a lot of fun working there.
All right. And Dan Green's probably listening to this podcast right now. And so that is the final question for you.
All right. Thank you, Colin Jr.
And we'll catch you again at the Hagany podcast next week on episode 2.
All right.
Thank you.